And planning committee, open.
And I should put my left thumb as well.
You people not even listening to me,
no,
is it?
No.
Good. I declare the strategy and planning committee 27th of November open. There are no apologies, no one's been given leave of absence, and there are lots of lovely staff patiently sitting at the end of the table. The agenda is confirmed as consideration of draft terms of reference, a comment about a report, resolution to exclude the public, and then we go into another part of it and do the Lindis. Conflict of interest, I don't think at the moment in terms of reference and a report that there is any conflict of interest. There may be when we come to the Lindis, we'll see. Public forum. Are there any members of the public here?
No.
It's not a brave person here. No members of the press. Yeah. presentations, actions. Okay, wow. Consideration of drafts of terms of reference, please. Okay, and all that we have to do, we receive this report and refer following discussion the proposed terms of reference for the strategy and planning committee. Have people looked at the terms of reference?
Yep.
Has anybody got a problem? Yes, young lady.
Not a problem, precisely, yep. But I've got a couple of things I would like for people to consider changing.
Yep.
The first of them is I think a quorum should be 8. Rather than 7. I realise 7 is half of the total, but the reason I think it should be 8 is that means that there's at least 6 elected representatives.
Okay. People happy to move that to 8?
Or do you just want to put 6 elected members?
I think that Michael...
Or do you think they send the wrong signal?
I think that signals the wrong signal.
Yes,
I'd rather see 8.
I wouldn't mind finessing it either just to say... not including people who might be sitting back from the table too, but I don't know whether that's a right thing to do. But.
Well, first of all, can I have somebody move this?
Yes, I will.
Carmen, and can I have someone second it? Alexa. Therefore, Carmen, are you happy to see that change go in so that we just adopt it into the whole recommendation? We move to 8?
Yep.
Yes. Hilary?
And standing orders say that? Well, that's just the standing orders.
Standing orders say something like, you can form whatever quorum you want, unless it's a subcommittee, in which case it has to be at least 2 or something, doesn't it? The subcommittee. Isn't that what I say?
I'm not trying to be a pain, but I would have thought the quorum rules would be the same for all committees.
I think that I have to go out to get it. Please keep on talking while I look up the quorum rules.
My second suggestion is that... It says delegations making submissions on regional plans and involvement in plan changes and submissions. I'm not totally comfortable with that delegation. And that could create a sort of conflict and other things. I don't think it's quite appropriate to have that done as a delegation here.
Which one's that?
Plan changes. There's 2 bits. There's
delegations.
Well, there's making submissions is a key responsibility. But as a delegation,
Hilary, I think I've just confused things by leaping ahead. I'm going to go back to your quorum,
okay?
And in the meeting procedures under quorum on 10.2, it says, a council sets a quorum for its committees and subcommittees either by resolution or by stating the quorum in the terms of reference. Committees may set the quorums of their subcommittees by resolution, provided it's not less than 2 members. Okay, so we've got the freedom to do that. So now, I'm going to have to go back again. Come back to the question that you were just raising.
Which was delegation of submissions and representations on regional plans.
And the, is that in the dot points?
That's in the dot points.
Under delegations.
First one. Okay. The Strategy and Planning Committee has delegations from the Council to make submissions and representations on matters within its statement of purpose on Otago Council's district plans and neighbouring Council's regional plans. Any problem with that?
I have a problem with them delegating it to make submissions on
why, love?
Regional plans.
I don't understand why.
Because it's not a committee of the whole, and I think that if we're making submissions on it, we're making submissions as the Otago Regional Council, and they could be submissions that involve us in something that, for example, a plan or that has things in it that other people want to make different submissions in. If, for example, we had Fish and Game or iwi representatives or anybody else making submissions,
yep,
and we're making submissions, and part of our submissions are made with a group that includes... I'm not totally happy about whether it causes a potential
conflict.
Yeah, I just don't love it. Yeah.
Consistent. Can I provide some examples of the sorts of things we do?
Thank you.
We submit, for example, we've just lodged a submission on Queenstown Lakes Stage 3 District Plan Review, and the focus of the submission at a staff level is consistency with the RPS. And higher order documents, so regional plans. In terms of other councils' plans, we may submit on Environment Southland or Environment Canterbury's. It's not unusual, but it's not common.
It might be when there's something on the border.
Yep, so ECAN, for example,
Waitaki.
With the Waitaki would be an example, or Southland around just below Balclutha. I can't remember exactly where the boundary is, but it's down there somewhere. So that's essentially what we do at this point in time.
Can you give an example of where we would endorse submissions or appeals concerning consents with an Otago?
So that would be an example. So if we came to you and said the Waitaki District have notified their plan, they're in the plan review process at the moment. These are the matters that we think we should submit on, and are you comfortable with that? These are the reasons. So this is 1, 2 and 3 are consistent with the RPS and 4 is inconsistent, for example. That would be the endorsement that we would get.
This doesn't say that has to be consistent with ours, does it?
The Strategy and Planning Committee may endorse submissions or appeals concerning district plannings and consents.
In Otago. It doesn't say it needs to be in
well, why
fitting
the hell
in with
wouldn't
our
you?
Documents.
They have to be.
Why the hell wouldn't you?
But, well, in that case, say within... if they fit within our...
So that's just about the hierarchy. So their plans have to give effect to our RPS, and that's the role that we take, as opposed to telling someone else necessarily what to do. It's about ensuring consistency with the correct hierarchy.
In which case can we add in there something that just says we're consistent with our planning documents or...
Is that all right? Is that
to ensure
problem?
Consistency?
To ensure
yes,
consistency?
That would be lovely.
Okay.
I like that.
Are you happy with that, Carmen?
Thank you very much.
Michael?
I just want to go to bullet point 4, key responsibilities. Strategy and Planning Committee will, 1, 2, 3, 4, assist in the identification. This is poor English, this section, but I just want to tidy that. It should be, I get rid of insist in that, identify critical strategic issues facing the organisation and making recommendations, full stop. It's more proactive, it gives the leadership to the Strategic Council. It means that we're not a bit player as an assisting, but we are the primary responsibility for. So just to amend that one, Marion, see what I mean?
Yep, I understand that. Can I just check with the people at the end? Is that any problem to you people?
No. Role you want to play.
Okay, can I... Carmen, so are you happy with that? Have you got a problem with it?
The only part is, and I know it won't, but then does that abdicate the responsibility of anyone else to actually identify?
No, it's just for this committee to do.
The Strategy and Planning Committee
will identify.
Yeah. I will not do a
so it doesn't stop the Chief Executive or anybody else.
Bill's identifying.
Yeah. That's correct. And can I just say, we've just talked, Marion, about setting up a working party. I'm quite keen.
So you and Michael. Yep.
Yeah. But Michael some of the other councillors as well, and we've sort of set up our first meeting. I'm quite keen, Marion, on strategy and policy having the ability to set up or establish working parties on specific issues. I like the idea of working parties. They're very project-oriented. They've got a life. But they've got to come somewhere. So where would they go?
Okay, let me just question you. You're talking about working parties not including staff. This is working parties amongst us.
Working parties may include staff.
May include staff.
So if we by resolution, for example, establish a working party on communications and community engagement, then it may be whatever it is.
Now, my only problem with this,
Michael, where does it report to?
My only problem with this is we've got to be really sure that we don't generate a lot of work.
Correct.
I would like to check it. Before I set up a working party, I would like all of us in the room to check with general manager and people. Is this going to complicate matters, take other people off the work or whatever? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes, but that would be on an individual case-by-case basis as you establish the working party and you make that choice.
Hang on. What did you say? You can ask a question, but
that would be on a case-by-case basis of whatever. What I'm trying to say is, give the Strategy and Planning Committee the ability to set up working parties to look at specific strategic issues.
Yeah. Okay. Can you ask your question?
Yes. I just had one question. Can you just help me understand how, if staff were to be involved, it would be determined who?
Oh, that'd be up to you.
Right. Okay.
So if the staff were involved, the Chief Executive would obviously appoint the personnel to service that working party.
And if we did put that in there, I think we'd have to have a lot of discipline that we didn't bloody well go off willy-nilly and have thousands of the bastards.
Nope, that's fair enough. But I think thousands of the bastards is still a possibility. But having said that, can I just say, just the ability to establish working parties. I've found them very useful. Can I just share this? As to get specific jobs of work done, they've got a finite time, they need to channel back to somewhere, but you don't want to give them full committee status. Bang, there you
go. Did you get that, Dan? Thank you, love. Who was the person who put up their hand then, and I missed it? It was Gretchen.
Yeah, I just wanted to lend support to that as well. I believe that working parties work really well, particularly if we do have individual profiles that we can come as a collective sometimes to work on things of strategic and priority importance to the council. And of course we know what the priorities are and our communities do too, so I don't think we're going to go off on tangents, and I don't think there will be any issues there, and there will be things that
need to do.
Staff will want to resource and will want to have governance involved in. So I think that's a really good idea.
Yes, young lady.
I just would like to seek a little guidance as management and staff as to when I would be looking to do a working party
on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
No. As opposed to when I'd be using your portfolio and my portfolio reps. That's all.
Say that again, Sandy.
So I guess the relationship between the portfolios and the working parties that you're talking about.
That's easy. Some portfolios will be specific. Working parties might be generic, so it might include a number of portfolios across a particular issue, but it's working on a particular issue. So the idea is to establish the working party that works on that issue. It may have staff input, it may not. That's for the Chief Executive to determine, I guess, in concert with us. And then it reports back to the Strategy Policy Committee. Working parties can't make decisions. That's the law. The committee's got to make a decision. It's got to come back to somewhere. This is where it should come back to.
Right. I would try all the time to make sure that we don't divert staff energy, you know,
We've got to be careful. Yes.
We're right in assuming my gut feeling would be that we will probably have a working party quite quickly.
Yep. Yes, I think that would be a
few. Maybe. Yes, right.
You could.
Okay.
You could have a rabbit wiki party.
Oh, Christ. In the garden. Can we just come back? Did you get those words?
Yeah, me.
What, the ones you've got them?
It's all right. Okay, Kate.
I just wanted to ask for the generic...
No. Hang on, Buster, Kate.
I just wanted to ask two things. One for the generic clause or catch-all that council can delegate to this committee, anything else from time to time, is it quite necessary?
Yep.
And the other one is, I may have misread it, and it may be in someone else's purview that we haven't got to, but I wasn't sure where work plans report to. And that is something that we used to be quite passionate about, because we didn't have them. But having work plans... And that's not so much what's recorded at finance, it's about progress along, and that wasn't in here. I don't know if you call them something else.
Okay, I'm going to hand over to staff. Do you know what?
It would help me a little bit if you could just explain
what work plans,
are.
Do the timelines, Kate, for delivery of completion of projects,
yes,
say?
Yes, or writing plans or consultations and stuff, so that we have a piece of work... say a water plan change.
Okay.
That, I presume, reports back to this committee, or is it going to report back to council?
It'll report
this
back
committee.
To this committee?
Yeah.
But it may also raise the issue at that, what do I call that other committee?
Clearinghouse. But I didn't... I thought work plans, which often may be several years out, just working when a project is coming up, climate change, for example. I have no idea where that is at, and I've talked to Gavin on a sort of criticism, but I don't know where that work is at. I don't know who's planning it, I don't know who's delegating the commissioning of it.
I don't know who to ask.
Climate change. but I would like to have that report on.
So what would you put down? The Strategy and Planning Committee will receive reports
on the work plan. And that's simple.
Okay.
And just so we can see the progress against those work streams that are in there.
On work plans where appropriate.
If we're not hearing about them, then
I'll be
not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Any amendments? Brian?
There was a reference to a strategic plan right at the. So, what's the process? What's envisaged in terms of this committee? Is one to be established? Are we to use a previous strategic plan?
I see. Develop and recommend to council on the purpose, it says. Is that what it is? Develop and recommend to council strategies, policies and plans informed by science that enable the ORC to develop on its strategic plan and its legislative requirements. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, the first line, assist the council set the organisation's mission, vision and strategic direction. That is strategic plan.
Are those things the strategic plan?
Is that the long-term plan?
Yes.
No. So we have a strategic plan? That was approved. Am I?
Go on,
I'm a new staff member. My understanding. Do you have a strategic plan?
Well, that's the question. There has been a strategic plan. Is it still a strategic plan?
Well, that's exactly. I guess what the term I'm trying to put forward here in the terms of references gives you the opportunity to revisit that strategic plan as a new council, and you may want to do that against the prior to the long-term plan kicking off next year.
Nice idea.
Okay. So just to clarify, council was just asking what the strategic plan is. So the strategic plan has the values, the priorities, the pillars that we worked up together, all that stuff.
You did that on induction day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did talk about that.
Yep. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Are we ready, therefore, to move, please? I've got to go backwards. To move that we receive the report and... refer the proposed terms of reference to council for adoption.
With
the amendments.
We've moved and seconded it already.
Yeah, we've moved and seconded
and we're
it.
Happy with the amendments, aren't we?
And you're happy with the amendments and you've kept pace with them?
Kind of.
Yes, I haven't got them all written down in front of me, but never mind. I believe there are about four of them. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 And against? Carries. The second... don't say anything. The second is a matter for noting Manuhirikia River Resource Assessment Report, and you want to say something straight away. Or you want to say something, Sarah.
Oh,
well, that's what we're up to, darling.
Yes. So There's a couple of things. We'd like to defer the report and bring it back. The reason why is because as late as today, we've identified that there is an issue in some of the information that is in the report. So we want to make sure that that is fixed. While I have you, though, what I would like to say is that there are obviously going to be a number of these sorts of reports that will come through. And what we would like to do is be able to send them to you, but not have to bring every report to a meeting. Send them to you ahead of a public release, because otherwise we're just going to get hamstrung with having to come to meetings all the time, and we're going to get heaps of these reports.
And not going to have enough time. No. We're going to have to wait 6 weeks.
Okay,
that's
right.
Okay, let's deal with the first issue. I understand that.
Sorry.
Let's deal with the first issue first. We're not receiving that report from NIBA.
Right.
That also means, people, I'm really asking of you, don't release it. If we've seen it's a mistake in there, and I haven't, but I don't
know. It's already released.
It's gone.
It has released.
It's part of the agenda, the public agenda.
Yep. Okay, all right. And then the second thing I want...
Sorry.
Yes.
We won't be reissuing it. Surely what we're going to say is it's withdrawn rather than reissue, because we're not reissuing it because we're not...
We're not receiving it.
It hasn't come to us because we're not receiving it.
We're not receiving it.
Yeah.
And it does say here it will be available to the public following the Strategy and Planning Committee meeting on the 27th of November.
It also says it's already been released to TAG.
Yes, it has.
It has.
Oh.
They got paper copies yesterday.
Yeah,
right.
They are also aware of the issue, so we'll reissue it.
So you will talk to them. I can see you, Michael. So you will talk to them to say that...
Yep.
Okay. Michael?
I'd like to know what the issues are, because it's been publicly released now, effectively. So what are the issues, in case we strike them?
I can talk to one that was identified at the tag.
What's the name?
I think it's the same one. Yeah.
Where Richard Allibone, who works consultants to ORC.
So the issues we've got is that the report is inconsistent with itself. So it's making some statements within itself that are inconsistent in other parts of the report, right? Sorry, darling.
Are they policy or are they science?
It's a science.
It's a science inconsistency.
Yes.
It's a factual inconsistency. Thank you.
It's represented one way in a table, one way, and in graphs differently.
Okay,
great. You need to reconcile which is the correct one. Do you need any more than...
No, so the technical scientific issues rather than anything else?
Yes.
Okay, second issue is this. If we're going to get more of these, as a governance person, I'm looking at that and going, geez. You know, I haven't studied seventh form biology, so I don't know what that means. Can the precy that you give us at the front, that sort of, can you tell us what it means properly, please? Because although it says this is this, the consequences and implications of this information I don't understand. I don't want to have to wade through 100 pages of scientific report to actually understand what are the implications of this.
Okay, can I, just before you answer... So if this were a cabinet paper, and there are many cabinet papers that come through like this, there is the executive summary.
Yes.
Longy was one page, and then there's the extended summary, which is three pages, and then there's a whole report. There are many people in cabinet who have taken very good wages who have never read more than the first page of the executive summary. I'll be honest, I never did on tax. So... would you like to do the first and a three-page version?
I'm happy to take guidance on how you'd like to say the summarising to occur. What I'd like to say, though, is that what we're proposing is to release these technical reports, not necessarily what the implications or how we will use those reports. We're trying to be as open as transparent as possible about the release of the technical information. It's not proposed that we are, with each report that we release, that we will talk, we will... do the analysis behind the evidence base to build up the policy. Does that make sense?
Okay, Gwyneth and Michael,
are you clear?
Just hang on for a minute. Just dealing with that issue.
Yep.
First of all, we're dealing with the fact that we are not receiving the money here at CARE and not noting it. Secondly, you've resolved what the problem was.
No, I don't think we have, because what I'm looking for, and I think we'll all look for here, is what are... We get state of environment monitoring.
No. I want to go to that in a minute.
Okay,
sorry,
okay.
So I just want
to make sure that we actually understand what the implications of the report are.
Okay. I want to come to that bit in a minute.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So what I'm saying is we're not receiving it, we're not noting it, okay? We understand that it was a technical inconsistency. End of that subject.
That's embarrassing.
Now we go to the next set of things, which is we're going to receive a number of reports. Mm-hmm. And what we've been asked for is, and I work with you because this is stuff I kind of know, on the two versions of stuff, which is about what are the implications for people, and you have to use a bit of political judgment when you write that. It's both about the facts and about what might be the implications.
So
that's a problem, though. I can see it.
Yes,
it
is. Because there's two steps. Yeah, there's two steps of the process. There's a gathering of the technical data and information that we will then use as a second step to develop the policy.
You
okay?
did, right? Which
what we're trying to say is we would like to be as open and transparent about the data that we collect, and we would like to release that as soon as possible.
That is
it
what
may
you
be
said
some
to me
time,
in the car. You said
it
you
may
collect
be some
data.
Time before... We will have the implications from a policy
right.
perspective.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, before you, in the car you said to me, we collect data, we turn it into evidence, I found that interesting phrase, and then we turn it into policy or solutions. Mm. So we, in these papers that we receive, we do not do the turning into policy or solutions.
No.
We are just saying, this is the data, and this is, for those of you who haven't got past school cert, which is me, science... that you don't, you just tell it in a simple terms what it is that is being considered here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next question is.
Excuse me.
Yep.
So, in other words, you'd send that report out as it is now?
Yes.
Yeah. We'd get that exactly like that.
You would.
Yep. Now, I'm happy to
do the two-layered page summary, and we just build that into our technical reports going forward.
Another issue that's coming from this, but Hilary first and then you, young man. I just saw you.
I like the idea of just putting it out, and I see that you released it to... You've already released it to a group. What concerns me a wee bit, and I'm... As I say, I'm happy to have these keep rolling through and you're just sending something that says it is now on our website to any group. I don't think one group should necessarily have any priority over anyone else, but what concerns me is the potential for it to go out as a press release. I don't want it to go out. You know, if anybody's going to add anything to it, it should be here before
just
anybody does that.
Explanatory of the science.
If it just comes out as it's now on the website, go and have a look.
Mm.
That's cool.
That's all we're asking for.
To me, I think this and any other technical report, science report, as they come out from a transparency perspective, to have them out, available to councillors and out into the community as soon as possible while they're current, the better. I think that's great. With the Manuhiri Care and the fact that it has a technical advisory group and a reference group sitting above that, then it is actually in a process, a full community process that ORC is guiding and leading. So there are tiers above this that these reports are critical to anyway. So from our perspective, to note it and see it and know that it is being worked through by those groups, the policy and the implications of it will flow back to us from those groups which have are all encompassing of community and experts anyway. So we will get in those committees almost a better level of understanding and direction from them anyway. So
Michael, thank you. Michael, Brian, just before I do. Michael, in that report on page 15 of 158, there is an executive summary of four pages. I did read that. And I haven't got school cert science, and I did sort of understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's at the right level. What was there in the executive summary?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
There is a
case. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the traffic light stuff.
Mm. Sort of. Yeah. It says it's began with saying ORC. It's water quality trends.
Yeah.
Comparison against our limits. Comparisons against NOF attribute states.
and ecological condition and soluble inorganic nutrient loads. I do not want to know about it. Brian?
Yeah, like, I'm just grappling with a few different things. I've heard for the last period of time everybody wants the science, and as soon as we get a science report, everybody's ducking for cover.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love a scent.
You know, at the end of the day, though, I do agree, you know, we need some type of better communication should we be concerned or not, you know. And in terms of the Manuherikia, it's obviously in the spotlight. We've been talking about irrigation and all these places, not the only river that, and so forth. I know through the Manuherikia consultation process, the table I was at, you know, there were kayakers complaining of getting sick. The mayor stood up and couldn't defend or not a sewage treatment plant, didn't know what the data was pointing the finger at the ORC in terms of data. And I know that there's been a significant increase in terms of intensification. And what this report says is that, yeah, there's some good water quality, but, yeah, there's some trends and concerns as well. And the interesting thing about this report is that it actually benchmarks the water quality against a lot of different parameters in terms of, like, air standards, in terms of air limits, in terms of air water plan, and other from an ecology perspective, MCI perspective, and it's quite interesting, and there are concerns. And what it says right at the front, that for those that actually read it, is that it actually says that the semi-quantitative or MCI is basically you're ranking the water quality anywhere between fair and good. We should be of concern.
Right. We're not noting that report. We've heard from the people that there are some issues with that report. I don't want to discuss it now, that report, for that reason, because there are some issues with it. But the third thing on there is that we note that in future, ORC science reports will be made publicly available upon finalisation. Okay, would somebody like to move that? Are you moving it, Kevin? Yes. Kevin, and seconded? Hilary? Any discussion? No, it's passed. All those in favour, please say aye. In against, no, passed. Okay, sweethearts, we now move to the last... What?
She's moved it already.
The resolution to exclude the public. Stupid buddy thing. Right, I give up. Page 158. That the public be excluded from the following parts of the proceedings of this meeting, namely the Plan Change 5A High Court Appeal. You're moving it. Is somebody seconding it?
Sure.
Any discussion? There being no discussion, I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? No. Carried. I didn't say